So let's review. Ashir began with the Gemara referring to that which the Mishnah said, or k'delasas kameya. The minimum amount of leather that one would be chayiv if he carried out on Shabbos is the size needed for an amulet, which people use to wrap in leather. The Gemara begins with a few questions that Rava asked about different types of ur. First, he asked in general, ur b'kama, what is the minimum amount of ur one would be chayiv for carrying on Shabbos? Rav Nachman answered, as stated in the Mishnah, the size needed to make an amulet. Then Rava asked, l'avdei b'kama, what's the minimum amount if you carry ur that has not been tanned yet? Rav Nachman again answered, the size to make an amulet. And then Rava asked, v'shaloi l'avdei b'kama, what about ur that one does not intend to tan? Again Rav Nachman answered, lo yishna, there is no difference. It's also the size to make an amulet. The Gemara asks, v'lo yishna bein mu'ubid l'she'ena mu'ubid, is there indeed no difference between ur that's processed or unprocessed? The Gemara cites several Mishnayos and Braises regarding three types of items where we find that the minimum amount to be chayiv for carrying is larger before it's processed and smaller after it's processed. First, regarding simanim, herbs that people use for dyeing clothing. If the herbs are processed, they are more significant, and one would be chayiv for carrying a smaller amount. Shouldn't that be true for ur as well? So too regarding zaroi negina, seeds, where processing means planting. A processed seed is a plant. And we learned that if you carry one seed, you're not chayiv. But if you carry enough fertilizer for one stalk of cabbage or leek, you're chayiv. So we see that there is a smaller minimum amount for a processed seed than an unprocessed one. Similarly regarding tit, clay. We had learned that the shear of shayfchin, wastewater, which is used to mix with clay, is revius. And the shear for papir tit is a lot less. The Gemara gives one answer. In all those cases, in its unprocessed state, you need a larger amount for it to be considered significant, because ein odem tereach, people will not bother to prepare or process small amounts. But in our case, unprocessed ur is just as useful for making amulets, and the same size is just as significant whether processed or not. The Gemara then cites a braisa which says, shloisha oirisei, there are three stages in the processing of hide for parchment. Each stage has a different shear regarding carrying it on Shabbos, going from larger to smaller. Before any processing was done, it is called matzah. Kemashmoy, says Rashi, she'ein lo shum tikkun, nothing was done. It's in its most simple state. At that point, it has the largest shear. Kedei lotzer by mashkoilis ketana, to wrap a small weight in it. This is a bigger size than the amount needed to make an amulet. It seems that unprocessed ur has a bigger minimum than processed ur. The Gemara answers, that hasam bibishula, in that case, the ur is very fresh and moist, and cannot be processed yet. That's why it has a different measurement. But ur that is dry and can be processed and used is treated the same way as ur that was already processed, and they have the same minimum amounts. The braisa continues. After the first step of processing, it reaches the second level called chefa, at which point it has the same shear as general hides, tanned or not tanned, k'delasas kameya, to make an amulet which is smaller than the previous shear. After the second step, it reaches the third level called diftera, when its shear is a piece large enough to write a get, a divorce document. This shear is the smallest of the three. After the third part of the process mentioned before, it is now klaf, which we will soon discuss. The Gemara cites in Mishnah Masechtas Kelim which says, Ha'or chamisha al chamisha. Regarding Tumas Medrash, the shear is 5x5 tvachim. The Mishnah adds, Keshir l'tumah, kach shir l'hitza. The same shear applies regarding carrying. The Gemara answers, that Mishnah is referring to hide that was boiled specifically to be used for cheer coverings and other furniture use, which therefore has its own shear. We continue with the next part of our Mishnah. Klaf kedei lichtav lav parsha ketana shebetfilin shehi shema Yisrael. The minimum amount of klaf, parchment, that you can be chayiv for carrying on Shabbos is the amount needed to write the smallest paragraph of tefillin, which is shema Yisrael. Our Gemara asks, v'reminu, we have a braisa which contradicts our Mishnah. The braisa says the minimum for klaf and duchsustus is the amount needed to write a mezuzah, in which we write two parashis, Shema v'hoi mishmoya, which is obviously a bigger amount than what you need to write the smallest paragraph of tefillin, which is Shema Yisrael. The Gemara first answers the word mezuzah just refers to a scroll. The Braisa is also referring to a scroll that you use to write tefillin, just like our Mishnah. But the Gemara rejects the answer, and so it reinterprets the Braisa instead. Hachikton, the Braisa is actually teaching the minimum amounts for both klaf and duchsustus. It's saying that the minimum for duchsustus is the amount to make a mezuzah, and the minimum for klaf is the amount to make the smallest paragraph in tefillin, because that's what they were used for. As we find in another braisa, halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. The halacha is, tefillin al haklaf. Tefillin must be written on klaf. Mezuzah al duchsustus, mezuzah must be written on duchsustus. To explain, the hide is peeled apart into two layers. The outer layer is called klaf, and the inner layer is called duchsustus. As to which side of the parchment we write on, the Braiser continues, Kalaf b'mokum basar. On the kalaf, we write on its inner side, which was toward the meat. Duchsustus b'mokum seir. On the duchsustus, we write on its outer side, which was toward the here. The Gemara then gets into a discussion whether these specifications are only lemitzvah, which means l'kitchila, it is preferred to write them as specified. However, imshina, if he did it differently, he wrote tefillin on duchsustus, or mezuzah on kalaf, it's also valid and kosher, or it's pasul if not done as specified. This will determine how we understand the following statement of Rav. Amar Rav, Dechsustus harehi kiklav. Rav said that the Dechsustus is the same as klav. At first, the Gemara assumes that Rav means that just like you can write tefillin on klav, you can also write them on Dechsustus. In other words, regarding tefillin, the halacha l'moshe misinai is only l'mitzvah. And the Braisa which says, Shina bezeu bezeu pasul, if you change this or this, it's pasul, is referring to mezuzah. The two things that disqualify mezuzah are the wrong material or the wrong side. The Gemara then cites a braisa regarding mezuzah that Remeir hoya koisva ala klaf. Remeir would write mezuzahs on klaf. According to this opinion, we can say that when Rav said duchsustus harehi kklaf, he meant ma duchsustus koisim alav mezuzah av klaf koisim alav mezuzah. You can write a mezuzah even on klaf. As part of this discussion, the Gemara quoted a braisa as follows: Tfilin shabalu v'sevet Torah shabala ein oisin mehen mezuzah. One may not cut out sections from a tfilin or a sefer Torah which were worn out and use them for a mezuzah. Lefisha in meridin mekedusha chamura lekedusha kala. Because tefillin and sefer Torah are holier than mezuzah, and we may not lower something from a higher level of kedusha sanctity to a lower level one. We should also review here a braisa mentioned earlier on top of Amud Beis as part of this overall discussion. We learned in the first perek about the Yud Ches Davar, the 18 decrees of the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, one of which was v'hasefer. All kisvei hakodesh, all sacred scrolls, are mitames ayadayim. One who touches them, his hands become tamei. Regarding tefillin, the Braisa teaches a three-way machlokes. Ritzuis tefillin ima tefillin mitames ayadayim. Even the ritzuis, the straps, are mitames ayadayim, provided the ritzuis are in the tefillin. Hanageya biritzua tahar achiyigia biktzitza. Only the bottom, the leather boxes, are mitames ayadayim, and only achiyiga bimezuzah atzma, only the parshish, the written parchments, are mitame ayadayim.